Thank you for being here. I've been just thinking about ideas, different ideas that I want to share as an introduction to, I don't know what, whatever we are going to do here. The first one is the idea that this is the passion of creative mind. And it's an activity that is like 10 days. And we are having a schedule of different activities. We start with music in the morning to take our minds to bring our minds to a specific space, to a higher space, a higher frequency, to start the day. And then we have different activities. Well, you know, here in the world you do things. So we are having session, which definitely takes us to a different place, different frequency, and we have lunch, and then we have workshops, art, music. Writing, movies that we have in the evening, and we have this circle of light every day. So in a way, we are having this schedule of different activities that are like the same, but they are different every single day. So that's one of the ideas, and it's passion of creative mind. So we are having passion, creation, and mind. The second idea that I want to look at is the idea of you are as God created you. That's a fact. God is, and that's a fact. You are as God created you. You are not weak, you are powerful. You are not guilty, sinless. You are not finished, you are eternal. So that's a fact. You are the Holy Son of God. You think with the mind of God. So that's a fact. And then the other idea I wanted to look at is the idea of I think that I'm doing this here, in this body, in this place. And I think that the body is this piece of flesh, but that is not what the body is. The body is all this type, all this. Is the shield that we have with all these ideas of what we think that we are. And that's how we crystallize everything. How we give form to things and how we crystallize everything, and we believe that this is. So we believe that we are here in this place doing the passion of creating man in this body, and that this is about art, about music, about food. So we have seen those ideas. And if you look at them, because this flesh, this piece of flesh is continuously changing. And it's our ideas, the one that are trying to keep it just like in this specific frame, captive. So then we are having these ideas and they are completely opposite. The passion of creative mind. You are as God created you, but you are in this body, and in this body, you are trying to understand the idea of being as God created you, and for therefore, you are doing the passion of creative mind, there's something wrong in it. Yeah. Definitely, there's something wrong in it. It's like there's something there that doesn't work. But then, in that same impossibility, because it's certain, because it's impossible, is that you are able to see how everything links and how you are able to let go. Because it's not about this, it is about those ideas that you think that are your body. You're going to be, just let them go. Just looking at them, you need to look at them, and then just start letting go, and letting go, and letting go. And then it comes your passion. Because that's what we are, mind. And that's what we are, mind. And it comes your passion, and that's exactly what you are doing with your mind. So it's your passion of creation. That's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. So, it's impossible, it's certain because it's impossible. Because definitely in those, when you're in front of all those contradictions, definitely you need to just stay there, draw your circle, ask for help, and then definitely that's when the portals come in. Because they bring you all those ideas so that you start looking at yourself and you start looking at your ideas and you start saying, oh, wait a minute, this is not it. There's something that is a lot more than this. And this is the fourth day that we are here in the Passion of Created Mind. And I am in a different space. It's the same room with the same chairs, with the same everything, but I'm in a different space. I am in a different space. Yes. Because I am mine, because you are mine. And you are using your passion to create this. And that's what exactly what you are now. It's the parting of the veil, because that's exactly what you are doing. That's the veil that keeps you blind, thinking that you are those ideas and that you are having an activity for art, for music, for food. No, it's not about that. It's about a lot more. And you're having that opportunity of looking at everything and having another experience in this piece of flesh with these ideas as a human doing things. And then you have the portals. You have the portals, and then you notice that the portals are these that are here, is power, is freedom, is perseverance, is determination, but it's also anything that you decide to do 100%. Anything that you dedicate and you give yourself 100% or more than 100% that you just get in and you say, I'm doing it. And then it's, wow, you are flooded with ideas. All day, all come. All of them come. And that's where transformation comes. And that's where the passion comes. And that's where the passion comes, and that's where you can remember that you are mine. And that's where the portals come to take you out of here. To take you out of here. And whereas the brochure for this activity says, that this is, the brochure says that this is an intimate interactive gathering for hearing and sharing your insights and stories of recovery and awakening. And I would like to take a look at that. I don't know. I want to take a look at that because I want to look at the idea of what do we want to share? What do we want to share? Stories of what? Of awakening. Stories of, if there is a communication that doesn't require any words. If there is a communication that is just mind, and it's just thought, and it's completely abstract, and it's is what I was mentioning before. This is a passion of created mind, but we are as God created us, and we think that we are in this body. And this is the fourth day that we come here, but we are in a different space. Even though it's the same location, we are in a different space. Because we are mind. Because we are looking at ourselves. Because we are looking deep inside. Because we are as God created us. Because definitely this shield of ideas that we use to protect us starts to just fade and to just disappear. It starts to disappear, it starts to. So maybe you want to use words to share how you feel today in this new place. Or maybe we don't need to use words. I don't know. And we're in complete communication. Why? Because that's exactly what we want. Because that's exactly what we're asking for. Why? Because it's certain, because it's impossible. Why? Because of our determination. So just go very deep inside and see. This is open. If you feel that definitely there's something you want to share with words, go ahead and say it. But otherwise, we are in communication and there's things that go, and we know it. There's a higher frequency and the words are not needed. Not at all. And that's our passion. Because we are as God created us. And that's our determination. And that's our joy. Communication, unambiguous and plain as day, remains unlimited for all eternity. And God Himself speaks to His Son, as His Son speaks to Him. Their language has no words, for what they can say cannot be symbolized. Their knowledge is direct and wholly shared and wholly one. How far away from this are you who stay bound to this world? And yet, how near are you when you exchange it for the world you want? Again, I'm extending an invitation. For a communication.
It's always there.
Yes. And that's why we are remembering that communication that is always there. But you can only find it when you go to complete silence. And when you are determined, you ask for it and you are determined. And when you drop down your defenses. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And what you discover is that it's very simple. Completely simple. Yes. It doesn't matter, like Henry was telling me the other day, it doesn't matter, Maria. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Anything that you find, any, you know, obstacle, any thing that drops, it doesn't matter. No, that's nothing. It doesn't matter.
Here, I was like, I felt like a pinball. And then I kept adjusting, I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, yes. Because you, that's what I was mentioning at the beginning, the different ideas. It was the passion of creating mind. You are as God created you, and I'm here in the body doing this activity. And then when you start doing the mind training, you start looking at your mind, and you see how your mind is running from one side to the other, trying to find the solution because there's no reconciliation. And then you think that you are lost. Yes. You think that you are lost. You think that there's no solution. And then that's where the mind training is like critical. To say, okay, stop. I am as God created me. I am the Holy Son of God. Truth is truth and nothing else is truth. And then your mind can go to silence. And everything else can just be, can just drop. And then you see that your mind, there's no need to run and to keep going in circles and going from one, there's no need. Because then it's, your mind is in peace. Because that's the only thing that gives you peace. I am as God created me. Yes. It's another continuum of time that it has been always there, that hasn't been impacted at all. You know, God's will has been always there, and it's there, and it's done. But I'm blind because I'm entertained with all of these other stories. And then when you are able to just stop that, it's like you take your dark glasses and all of a sudden it's like, oh. And it's just like, okay. And it's simple. It's simple. And then you can rest in God and you can be in peace. Yes. That's why it's a tiny mad idea that I thought that this or that or. So it's just to go to that awareness. Of how you can enter in that other place in your mind. How you can enter in that other place in your mind. Where it's a memory also. It's an old, it's a very old memory of what you really are. And that's and as you start letting go of things and not, no, that is not true, I'm not going to believe that, and sometimes it's very passionate or very, you feel it very strong, but that's okay. Ask for help. Ask for help. And then you all of a sudden, it's like, oh yes, oh yes. It's that very old, old memory of what you really are. Forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. That what I thought it was happening is not. Yes. Yes. What I thought my brother was doing to me is my idea. And I'm giving him that wrong, and it's not. And you need to be determined and to have the guts to stay there and say, yes, it was my idea, and it's not true. So it's an invitation to communicate, and an invitation to remember. To remember. To ask for help. You know, over everything else, this is what I want. I want to remember who I am. I want to remember. And I want to have the experience that God, you are with me. Jesus is with me. He will never forsake me. Never. He's always here. Yes. So we have the portals, and everything else that we have been doing becomes a portal. Doing the dishes at 9 o'clock in the evening. When we go there and there's a pile of dishes. Cooking. Cleaning the bathrooms. And it's the remembering again. I'm just forgiving myself. because I am the one that is having all these ideas. And you know what? No, it's not it. Okay, I was wrong. So I was looking at the one of the booth. Let's see, what's the wanted to, because in a way, you know, what we have seen here, in a way, no, the truth is, that you are mind. You are mind. And we forget how much power do we have. And how every thought that we have definitely is just, you're having it there. Every thought is there. And that's why it's very critical to the forgiveness is so important, because you are just
seeing outside exactly, you are projecting and seeing outside exactly what you have in your mind. And we tend to, the things that we don't like, we just reject them, and I don't want to be with that one. No. And then it's when you say, you know what, that belongs to me, I'm responsible. That belongs to me. That belongs to me. I'm responsible, completely responsible, and it belongs to me. And just by saying that, automatically it starts to change. By accepting it, automatically it starts to change. And then I go to Henry crying. I don't know how to do this. But yes, stay there and accept responsibility and ask for help. Yes. And that's why, you know, we use forgiveness, and that's why you are able to see that there's only love. Because at some point, that's the only thing you want to see, and at some point, that's the only thing that you will see. It doesn't matter what you have in front of you. It's just, I love you, because I love me, because I am as God created me. That's the only thing. Come closer, girls. Vengan pa' acá. Vengan pa' acá. Vengan más cerquita. ¿Necesitan traducción? Ah, okay. So she's translating. So I began, and I wanted to go back to those ideas because I think this is kind of interesting that we are here in a 10-day journey called the Passion of Creative Mind, and that we are and that we have those ideas of passion and mind and creation. And then on the other side, we think that we are in this body. We are in this body trying to achieve something. But you are as God created you. Eternal, powerful, sinless. And then your mind is crazy trying to achieve those things and trying to forget the things and trying to find a solution and there is no solution. There is no solution. Because you think that you are in this body with all those ideas, and the body is not this piece of flesh, the body is all the ideas that you have about what is this, and how are the things that are around you, are all the memories that you have. So then, and you try to reconcile that, it doesn't make sense, And, you know, you are not just here just doing art and music and food. That's not what we are doing here. That is not what we are doing here. That's the outside part. But then you say, wow, yes. Everything is a portal. Because why? Because I need help. Because there's no way I can reconcile all of this. Because I'm still as God created me, there's a voice in me that is telling me, hey, remember. And you have a very strong desire to love all the time and to give yourself, but then everything surrounding you is kind of crazy and doesn't make any sense. So then everything becomes a portal. We have here forgiveness, gratefulness, love, peace, mind, power, everything becomes a portal. Everything that you give yourself fully becomes a portal to take you out completely. To take you out completely. Then we go into that other level of communication that is not, it's not even with words, because the words are not good enough. Because there are things that are your experience, and no one understands that. It's your experience, and only someone that has had that experience is able to understand it. So then the words are not good enough. And then it's an invitation to go higher and deeper, higher and deeper, to remember. To remember. And then you notice that even though you have been all this week doing the same activities, you are in a different space because you are remembering. Because it's the parting of the veil and you are remembering. You are remembering. What else do you want? You don't want anything else. What for? Peace. You are as God created you. It's a fact. It's a fact. Yeah. There's nothing else. The world can teach no images of you unless you want to learn them. There will come a time when images have all gone by and you will see you know not what you are. It is to this unsealed and open mind that truth returns, unhindered and unbound, where concepts of the self have been laid by its truth revealed exactly as it is. When every concept has been raised to doubt and question, and has been recognized as made on no assumptions that would stand the light, then is the truth left free to enter in its sanctuary, clean and free of guilt. There is no statement that the world is more afraid to hear than this: I do not know the thing I am, and therefore do not know what I am doing, where I am, or how to look upon the world or on myself. Yet in this learning is salvation born. And what you are will tell you of itself. You are as God created you. And I don't think that words are necessary at this point. Yeah. I don't think more words are necessary at this point. Just join.